Here's a second distinction of the 10, and we'll do them a little more rapidly. The second one is called the frame of reference focus. What do I mean by frame of reference focus? Well, what I mean is, where does a person focus their attention to know whether something is right or not, whether they should do it or not do it? Some people have what we call an internal frame of reference. What that means is that they go inside to decide whether something is right or wrong, good or bad, and that's the primary place they check. They go inside their gut and take a look around and say, okay, this is good, this is bad. Some people have an external frame of reference, which means their primary focus to decide what they should do or whether something is good or not, their primary focus is usually on what other people think. Now, like all generalizations, this is a generalization, that is, it is extremes. There are people that are balanced somewhere in between. But most people lean towards being more focused on what the environment has to say externally to make a decision. And some people are more focused on what the internal environment, what they just feel in their gut is right. You motivate people totally differently and you sell to them totally differently if they're external versus internal people. I'll give you an example. The question you would ask to find out whether somebody was internal or external would be something like, well, let me ask you a question. How do you know when you're really good at something? How do you know when you've really done a good job? Now, invariably, when I ask that question, people give you one of basically two responses. They'll say something like, well, I just know. I just know when I've done a good job. I just feel it. I just know it inside. What kind of person is that, internal or external?
Internal.
Clearly internal. Other people say things like, well, you know, if my boss tells me, or if my wife tells me, or my brother tells me, or if, you know, I get the paycheck, or they have something on the outside, they're what kind of person? External in their focus to decide what to use as a frame of reference to make a decision. Real critical here. So what do you think would happen if you went to somebody who has a strong internal frame of reference and you told them what they should do? You said, you know, let me make the suggestion. I suggest you should do this and this and this and this in order to succeed. How do you think somebody with an internal frame of reference responds to that type of communication? Yeah, they shut down. They completely shut down. They will fight you because they don't feel respected by you. After all, they know what's right. But if you talk to somebody with an external frame of reference and say, you know what, I think you should just decide on your own because I don't want to influence you, they freak out. They want to be influenced. They'll say, what do you think? What do you think I should do? So what you want to do is see where people are and meet them in that place. If I see someone's got an internal frame of reference, I will say something like, listen, I don't know what's right for you. You're the only person who knows what's right for you. What was right for me is this and this and this. I don't know if that's right for you, but I'm sure you know. What do you think would be right? Do you think, would you like to stop this now or would you like to do something else? Now, did you hear what I just did? I just did something we talked about earlier. Would you like to stop this now or would you like to do something else? What's that called? That's a double bind. It was the same thing. So I give him the illusion of choice, and I give him a situation where he gets to make the decision, and he'll feel very good, and I'll be able to influence him in a very powerful way. Otherwise, he'll just shut down. Now, again, some people are more balanced. By the way, which one is right? Which one is the right one? Should you be a moving towards person or moving away? Should you be internal or external? Which one? Hey, there is no right or wrong. In my mind, in life, striving for a balance is useful. That's just my belief system. But there is no right or wrong, there's just what is. We all use different strategies, and we need to see what those are and treat people as individuals. Here's a third major distinction. Third one I give you is, are people focused on what's possible in a situation, or are they focused on necessity? Now, this may sound like it's very similar to towards and away from. It is and it isn't. Listen for the distinction now. It's possible for somebody to move towards pleasure, meaning what motivates them is the desire for pleasure, but for them to only do it when they feel it's absolutely necessary. Does that make sense? Or it's possible for somebody to be the kind of person who moves away from pain. That is, when they're thinking about motivation, what motivates them is the desire to avoid pain, but they avoid pain just because there's possible pain, like, God, if I do that, that might happen. And so what happens is, sure enough, they do anything to avoid it. So do you see that this is different? Whether a person is motivated by possibility or necessity is very important. Because if they're a necessity person, and you try and sell them a product, but you don't show them why it's absolutely necessary, they will not buy. If a person is a possibility person, all you got to do is show them it's what? Possible. A lot of people buy just because it's possible, because they can, and they love it. I'm a very strong possibility person. Makes me an easy sale, usually. I move towards, I've got a balanced frame of reference. I'm real internal about some things, and I'm external on others. I want to get some balance coming in. And I'm the kind of person that, God, possibility drives me crazy. Anything that's possible, let's go for it. That's where I come from. That's why I fly helicopters. That's why I break wood. That's why I do, you know, firewalking. That's why I skydive. All that stuff comes out of being a possibility person. So you'd motivate me much differently than a necessity person. Can you see that? So you've got to get them to see it's necessary, and you have to use words of necessity. If you told me, Tony, you have to do something, if you tell me I have to, you will immediately see a shift in my physiology. Because I'm a possibility person. Show me what I can do, and you motivate me completely. Tell me what I have to do, instantly, you're going to get a little bit of a fight. So, for example, if you want to get your kids to clean their room, and let's say your child has a strategy of, let's say, they move towards, okay, and they sort out of necessity, then how are you going to get them to do that? Well, the way you're going to do it is you're going to show them, hey, if you clean your room, you get to have all these things, and by the way, you don't have any other choice. That's the bottom line. But if you do it, you get to have this pleasure. If your child is the kind of person, for example, who moves away from pain, and that's their major focus, and they move away from pain that's possible, all you have to say is, all you probably have to do is give them a look and say, that room better be clean. And their possibilities of having pain will motivate them. Are you following me? I know there's unlimited connections here in terms of numbers, but are you starting to get an idea of how you could use these? Is this making sense? Okay, good. So what I want you to do then is start thinking about how to motivate them. One child you try to get to do their schoolwork, and the way you do it is you say to that child, listen, you got to get your schoolwork done now, because if you do a good job now, you get to go to the university of your choice. That would be an example of using what kind of strategy? Moving what?
Towards.
For another child, you can tell them all day long, do your work now so you get to have the college of your choice, because I want you to have every possibility. That's how I would motivate my kid. But one of them, that won't do it to. The only way he's going to motivate is you say, look, if you don't do this, you're going to be stuck in a place you hate. You think you got it tough now? You wait till after 4 years of university and being in a place where you can't even get the job you really want. And that sounds horrible to me, right? Because that's just not my strategy. That would bug me. But for somebody who moves away from you, you know what it does? Whap! They get motivated right there before your eyes. They go, okay, well, I guess I'll do it. They actually feel good about it. Sounds weird to me, but maybe some of you can relate to it.